in the lunchtime edition. Government denies refusing to give small contractors work in its road repair program as it's again accused of unfair practices in issuing contracts. The BUT wants an update on government's stated plan to press ahead with education reform. The NUPW warns the interests of the staff have to be considered in any talks on the stated plan for a major overhaul of the QEH. And Barbados's Prime Minister Morley and other regional leaders commenced deliberations at the CARICOM summit in Guyana. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is the latest. Government denies that it is refusing to give small contractors work in its mill and pave road repair program as businessman Anderson Cherry continues to accuse the Ministry of Transport and Works of unfair practices in its issuing of contracts. The Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Transport and Works, Sanchez Bradshaw, responded on VOB's Down to Brass Tacks call-in program after Mr. Cherry raised his concerns during the radio show. Mr. Cherry claimed that a group of small businessmen had invested money in equipment in anticipation of getting road contract work that he says has not materialized.
And the guys are saying, Cherry, you asked us to do this, and we trust you. I know we can, we get a job. We have around 26 guys who has invested in this project together, and all of them look like me. And it is known because I wrote every government department and let them know, this is who we are, these are the assets that we have, and this is the corporate structure, and this is the team here that can do the work.
Ms. Bradshaw insists that one of the key issues is that the larger contractors, when called on, were immediately able to respond, while smaller players wanted money up front.
This ministry had reached out to him previously regarding the supply of asphalt, and he was not in a position to supply the asphalt. So that's one. Therefore, for this particular program, if you cannot supply asphalt when the ministry requires it of you, it is clear that you're not going to be able to supply and to be part of the accelerated mill and pave program. Mr. Cherry's concern has always been that he wanted mobilization for the supply of asphalt. And I can say to you that there's no contractor that can tell you in this country that the Ministry of Public Works pays them mobilization for any asphalt that is acquired by them in our paving program.
She also rejected accusations of unfair treatment of certain categories of business people.
Mr. Cherry wants to allege that we are somehow unfairing black businesses in this country. It is absolute foolishness, because if you are not in a position to be able to supply the asphalt and to be able to have a fully operational program in terms of roadworks construction, how could we have considered you on this occasion for this type of accelerated mill and pave program?
However, Ms. Bradshaw stated her willingness to meet with Mr. Cherry and the other small contractors over their concerns. The Barbados Union of Teachers is calling on the Ministry of Education to urgently update stakeholders on their planned overhaul of the education system. The BUT General Secretary Herbert Giddens tells Starcom Network News the previously stated plan for a 2025 start to implementation of the reforms may not be feasible. He says no information has been communicated to them recently.
In this regard, given that the previous announcements had indicated that the Ministry of Education wanted to have the changes which were proposed to be implemented from September 2025, it seems a little far-fetched that that would be possible, and it would be in good communication if the Ministry can provide a general update on what is happening with the transformation process for all stakeholders, and that also includes teachers, the unions, the parents, even the students. So the union is calling for the ministry to provide some information on what is happening with the education transformation process, given the timelines which they have stated previously.
And he says their meetings with the ministry on the education transformation have been halted.
today, the last that the BUT is aware of is that towards the end of last year, the BUT currently has a number of reps on various committees that were set up by the Ministry of Education as it relates to work in regard of the education transformation process. There was an email that was sent to the various members of the committee, which indicated that all meetings of the various committees should be halted until further notice. Since that, BUT has no further update as to what is happening right now, and we will await further information from the Ministry of Education on that process.
BUT General Secretary Herbert Gittins in the Lunchtime Edition. The National Union of Public Workers, NUPW, says while it agrees in principle to improving service delivery at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, the planned major overhaul announced by the Prime Minister will require detailed negotiations. The NUPW General Secretary Richard Green was responding to the plan outlined by Prime Minister Motley for major changes to the terms and conditions of staff in order to turn the QEH into a 24/7 operation.
The NUPW is going to require supporting changes at the hospital, making the hospital a productive and efficient institution that meets the expectations and needs of the population. However, there must be a balance between the entitlement of the workers and the needs of the hospital. Recognizing that in adjusting those terms and conditions, there's still the issues of shortage of equipment, shortage of staff, burnout of some employees at the hospital. So it is expected that the process of changing those terms and conditions will not be a simple one.
The NUPW General Secretary Richard Green. The Barbados International Business Association is pleased the island was removed from the grey list of jurisdictions under increased monitoring. The Attorney General Dale Marshall last week announced that Barbados had been given the all clear by the International Financial Action Task Force, the agency which tackles money laundering and terrorist financing. Executive Director of BIBA, Carmel Hayden, says Barbados's removal from the grey list will now create an opportunity for the country to attract more foreign investment to boost the economy.
This result was a combination of years of hard work by various government and regulatory agencies with a lot of support where necessary from the private sector. BIBA expects that Barbados will continue to attract responsible foreign investment that contributes positively to the country's economy. More importantly, where Barbados's inclusion on the grey list was a major obstacle for inward investment opportunities, this has now been removed. Additionally, the jurisdiction can commence reversing other negative effects of being on the list, which included reputational damage and the negative impact on some global banking relationships and cross-border transactions. Barbados must be mindful, however, that it has to be consistent to stay off such lists by ensuring that we are two steps ahead of changes in global requirements that could place us on future lists.
Executive Director of the Barbados International Business Association, Carmel Haynes. CARICOM leaders today began their first full day of deliberations, hoping to point the way forward on the situation in Haiti, as well as on other issues. Ghana's president and CARICOM chairman, Dr. Irfan Ali, speaking at the start of the plenary session of the CARICOM summit, said, "Our agenda is an incredible one for this meeting, a lot of weighty issues." He said the discussions began over 2 days ago with the regional leaders focused on the political, economic, and social situation in Haiti. President Ali said the regional leaders would also be discussing updates regarding the CARICOM Single Market and Economy, CSME, that's intended to allow for the free movement of goods, skills, labor, and services across the region. Barbados's Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley, who has lead responsibility for the CSME, is expected to present an update report. Our top stories. Government denies refusing to give small contractors work in its road repair program as it's again accused by businessman Anderson Cherry of unfair practices in issuing contracts. The Barbados Union of Teachers, BUT, wants an update on government's stated plan to press ahead with the education reform. The NUPW warns that the interests of staff have to be considered in any talks on the stated plan for a major overhaul of the QEH. The local international business sector happy about the this country, Barbados, being removed from an international money laundering watch list, and Barbados Prime Minister Morley and other regional leaders commence deliberations at the CARICOM summit in Guyana. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.